So with only a day to go to Valentine's Day, I'm chatting to Lindsay King, the founder of Hourglass and the organiser of the Celebrate Love event. As if there is an event to celebrate love. Lindsay, how are you? You all right?
Hi, Darren. How are you? I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's absolutely fine. So what's this Celebrate Love event happening then?
Well, I run a community of women, and the name is Hourglass Inspiration. So we're a community of inspirational women in business. And I run Celebrate Love every year because, as we all know, leading up to Valentine's Day, love is on everyone's mind, and you can't get away from it, even if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. So I put this event together because I've realized through my 20 years of working in business that success always ladders back in business, in relationships, and in any areas of our life to the decisions we make from a place of self-love and our self-regard.
So what's the event for then? It suggests that it does it help people find love at the event, I suppose, or doesn't it?
So what we do, or what I do, is I bring together a lineup of amazing women, inspirational women in business, all sorts of different businesses, who talk about their journey in their life, which is business, relationships, family, and love. And we talk about all different topics as they relate back to love. And always, we get into relationships, we get into sex, and we get into all sorts of different things. But ultimately, we start to recognize what love for ourselves is and how to project that out onto the world, particularly with Valentine's Day looming.
So I get the picture now. So this is for ladies that are doing well in careers, in life, pushing ahead, but then maybe forgotten about themselves and their own needs.
That's exactly right. I think a lot of the time as women and people, we start to put others before ourselves, and we start to wonder why things are not working out the way we want them to. So this event is really just a reminder to kind of take that love back to yourself as first priority, and then you can start projecting your love out into the world, whether it be for work, your life, your relationship, your family, however.
Why do you think strong, powerful women forget about themselves? Is it because they become too demanding, maybe? I want a man who earns as much as I do, who can do better than me, or what is it?
That's such a good question. So what I've found is that a lot of women, they are very ambitious, they're very enthusiastic, and they end up getting caught up in working so hard to achieve their goals. Many times what happens is that they start to suffer in the process, whether it be their health, their relationships, their families. It's really about realigning yourself and starting to redirect your attention into the things that mean the most to you.
Let me give you a scenario of somebody that may be listening to this particular podcast, this show, what would your advice be to somebody who has found love, who is married maybe in a relationship, but their career is driving them and they want success, but then they do feel like, hang on a minute, I'm forgetting about him or them. What's the first thing they need to do? Do they need to give up on their goals or what?
What I would recommend, and this is kind of a part of this Accelerate Your Life sort of mission that I'm on, is asking yourself what means, so taking a step back and asking yourself, what means the most to me in my life? Yes, my career is important, but am I losing myself on my mission? Where can I take some time out of my day and start redirecting it for myself and then for my loved one, my partner, and my family, and to start getting more fulfilling moments when you do have the time to be together and making the most out of them, taking a step back and really appreciating the time that you do have together and the work that everyone else is putting in to support you on your journey to build your career, to build your life, to build your wealth, whatever the case may be.
So where is this Celebrate Love event happening then?
So Celebrate Love is happening in Covent Garden, and it is on February 8th, and it's at a venue called the Swiss Church. We have a premium ticket in the morning, which is a heart-opening cacao ceremony. If you've never heard of that, it's when we all drink this pure chocolate and we kind of go in and start to understand what our intuition tells us to do as opposed to our logical mind. We start to experience more love and welcome more love into our lives. And then at 11 a.m., We kick off the day with a lineup of incredible speakers who talk about their businesses, their journeys, their love life, and they offer everyone in the audience really tangible tips and advice on what they can do today to start bringing more love into their life and experiencing more love for themselves. At the end of the day, we have a panel discussion where everyone lines up on stage and we start to do a Q&A with the audience and answer any live questions then and there and start to offer our tips and advice in a real sense.
So I'm guessing from your accent, you're from the States, is that right?
I am.
Okay, so I can imagine this thing in the States is quite popular. I can imagine it in the States, in maybe New York, somewhere like that. What kind of reception have you got from the UK for this?
Well, Darren, it's a good question. I've been living in the UK for the past 13 years. I'm originally from New Jersey, which is right outside of New York City. And what I found in the UK is that Valentine's Day tends to be a bit of a sensitive topic, in the sense a lot of people say that they're just not interested in Valentine's Day and they don't celebrate. What I say is, it's a great day to celebrate love, because that's what, you know, life is all about. We don't want to go through life not feeling love, not having love, and blocking ourselves off from it. We want to open up that love and do it in a way that serves us.
I remember Valentine's Day back at school here in the UK, where the tradition, I believe the tradition was, you would send somebody you liked, you maybe loved or fancied, a card, but didn't put your name in there, but you put clues to who you were. Was that a tradition back in the States as well, back in the day?
That is so funny you say that. I was just talking about that yesterday. I actually put something up on my social media, and I said, I suggest everyone this Valentine's Day write someone a love letter and just let them know that someone's got their eye on you, because we all know how fun it is and exciting to receive a love letter or to send a love letter and just stir it up a bit and spread the love.
I've given loads out over the years in my teenage years. I'm 40 this year, but I'm going back 20-odd years. I've given loads of those out, but I've never received one.
I hope to receive one this year, too. Hopefully this year will be your first for your 40th.
Yes, hopefully, yeah. Lindsay King, thank you very much for talking to me, and all the best with the Celebrate Love event down in Covent Garden, and I hope you do lots more.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.